ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound. Speed Wild Wagon Station.
Woo! Hound here.
WFMU, East Orange. Taking a roll call here. Nick. The echo's on. Nick's here. Il Bruce. Oh. Try it again. Change the microphone. Could I tell you? Anyway. He's here. Warren Lee from the Empire State Soul Club is also here. We got to change the mic, though. This is the Hound, WFMU, East Orange, 91.1, on your dial. That was the Busters and Bust Out. We heard Link Ray with some Growling Guts. Bo Diddley with the Twister, Mickey Baker, and Shake It Up. Opened up with Ike Turner, the Devil's Son-in-Law himself, and Twisting the Strings. Anyway, on this nice little spring day when we're locked in a bunker, we are going to do all our usual horrible, wretched mess of R&B noise, and Warren Lee from the Empire State Soul Club will be
Bullseye.
That's on. Now say hello, folks.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is W. Lee. I'm glad to be here.
Okay.
We have a roll call. We have a consensus. Thank you. And
Warren, 16.
That was nice.
What else are we gonna do? Maybe a tribute to Joe Besser. Anyway, let's figure this out. We got some sounds here coming to you from Mr. Escoriter.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
Incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
Now, cat, don't touch that gal there, please. You'll get wasted, not to your knees. No, I don't like to brag. I don't like to say what I'll do. But I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. Every day when I shave, when my house cold, two men have to hold me or I'll cut my throat. No, I don't like to brag, I don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. Well, I bought me a blade, one that I could afford. Too long to be a knife and too short to be swole. No, I don't like to brag, I don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. Smart with my knees. Now he wears his signs and rest in peace. No, I don't like to brag, I don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. Now I don't claim to be bad, don't claim to be strong. I just like to keep bad people from doing me wrong. No, I don't like to brag, I don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over ya.
Baby, come on, let's do it. I mean the chicken fat, because it ain't nothing to it. Some people do it all by themselves. They just switch that twist from right to left. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Chicken spread.
Turn your partner loose. I shuffle around your partner like a rooster do. You play the hen, I'll play the rooster. Everything we do, we got to get used to. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Take a breath.
Everywhere you go, everybody do it. If the big fish beat you, it ain't nothing to it. You can do it, baby, just like I say. Because the switch and twist is all it is. From a guy I know. He
will show you that it's my heart. Just dig deep and watch the clock. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Take a breath. Take a breath.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yeah, I told you these CDs sounded terrible. All that stupid surface noise. Anyway, here's the Ham. WFMU East Orange. We do Chicken Right and the Chicken Scratch. Glad Scratch was in that title. Jimmy McCracklin. If you're somebody out there can send me a clean copy of that one. Willie Maybon and Poison Ivy. Long John Hunter and the Midnight Stroll. The Flares with Foot Stomp, and we open up with Escarita, Malucci, and Good Golly Annie Mae. Anyway, we have anything to announce here? Tomorrow at the Film Forum on... Bruce woke up.
Reasons not to kill yourself.
Il Bruce, our color coordinator here, will explain to you.
Yeah, it's Dennis Hopper. Every dog does have his day. It's true. You know, just when you thought you were going to, like, you know, go ape from lack of baseball or anything else to do. Film Forum is showing all of Dennis's movies, like, for the next 6 weeks or something. I don't know.
That's on Watt Street.
And tomorrow is the big double bill, the Larry Schiller documentary, American Dreamer, which I don't think they allow to be screened anywhere, and the last movie, which they definitely don't allow to be screened anywhere.
No.
It's like a once-in-a-lifetime chance, kids.
That was the one that was an excuse for coke dealing.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds better.
Yeah, that seems to help a lot. So be there, or don't. What?
The feedback is you, right? Just put it straight in your face there, friend.
Okay.
Anyway, we have Warren Lee from the Empire State Soul Club for an extended soul caboose thing here. Tell us what the Empire State Soul Club might be.
Well, it might be, and it is, a bunch of yahoos who gather monthly down at Tramps, and myself and my partner, the Empress, play records, and people dance, drink, and be soulful.
Right. And we have some discs queued up here. The first one here is by Don Covey. You want anything to say about this particular?
No, just called House on the Corner, and it's Don Covey and the Good Timers. It's a handsome little slice.
Hit it.
See the house on the corner. This part will say, Lord, I used to live there not too long ago. Now it's so sad, so sad, so sad and lonely. Ever since my woman, oh yeah,
imagine a flower just won't grow till you plant the seed.
I betcha.
Take the wings from birds and they can't fly.
I betcha.
Take your love away from mine and I will cry.
I betcha.
But if you want.
Looking up above, oh yeah. to you. Pray for your love.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yeah. This is a ham. WFMU, East Orange. What do you suppose he's laughing at the end of that song?
Probably, as you surmise, getting goosed by one of the backup singers.
That's my guess. Anyway, WFMU, East Orange, Warren Lee of the Empire State Soul Club. You want to read what we just heard?
Yes, sir. Starting at the top, we had Don Kobe in the Good Timers' House on the Corner. Clarence Carter, Take It Off Him and Put It On Me. Larry Williams and Johnny Guitar Watson, A Quitter Never Wins.
Two immortal coke dealers, one who killed the other one.
That's true. Really?
Johnny Guitar Watson is probably the guy who killed Larry. They found Larry Williams with his hands cuffed behind his back and a bullet in his head and ruled it a suicide. In fact, Johnny Guitar Watson is the guy who turned Ike Turner on to cocaine.
Very exciting.
That's in Tina Turner's book for you lawyers out there.
Carve the word space guitar in Larry's forehead.
Billy Butler, I'll Bet You. Contributors of Soul, Look What You Done For Me, and Gene Chandler, Getting Goosed at the End of Rainbow.
Yeah. So there's the Empire State Soul Club. We'll be meeting Wednesday night at Tramps. It's 15th Street. Tell them about it. It's a dance, a stomp down.
Yes, it is a record hop, as it were. And that'll be our year anniversary at Tramps. So we're very excited about that.
So what kind of dancing do they do? Do they do the Floyd Patterson and the...
We have a Floyd Patterson. We have a
camel walk.
Yeah, we have a guy that sort of does the kung fu.
High school kung fu dancing was a huge hit. This is the era of platform shoes, and these black guys would be kicking each other with these, you know, milk cartons on their feet. It was brutal.
It's not going to be Hairspray, if that's what you're expecting.
Here comes the big boss. Let's get it on.
Anyway, we got some news. In the Post today, another Beatles reunion scare, folks.
Yeah,
hide your ears, everybody. It's Elton John, George, Paul, and Ringo. Oh, boy.
I think they're going to do the same, like that same Dire Straits ripoff song that everybody does as a comeback, you know, like Robbie Robertson and, you know, that guy from...
I don't know.
Goes to Hendrix. He's here.
The feedback, I like it, though. Anyway, Harrison also wants to make music in an oldies, quote-unquote, group with veteran rock stars Elton John, Phil Collins, Eric Clapton, and Midge Ure.
I'd like for George Harrison to make music, too, so let's get on with it, you know?
Yeah. Harry Krishna, Harry
Midge
Harry.
Ure, definitely.
Ah, and the Hound's Media Star of the Year, Larry Davis, is in the news. He seems he was acquitted of a quadruple murder of four drug dealers up there in the Bronx.
The dude that eludes.
You know, winning the Hound Media Star of the Year is always a sign of good fortune because Tracy Lords went on to become the highest paid porn star in history, $250,000 for her last film. And Ramona Africa got a big modeling contract, gained some weight, and became Oprah Winfield. Or was that Reverend Al Sharpton? I don't remember. Anyway, Greg Nettles might be a Yankee again if Billy Martin has his way. Hopefully he'll get to write another book,
yeah.
Balls 2. And what else is happening here? Any other news? That's it. Only the good news today. To announce, tomorrow night at the stinking crummy Ritz, Motorhead with Manowar. Those of you with any hearing left at all can go there and lose it.
Yeah, real men play on 10.
Right. Oh, more news. Joe Besser died this week. Kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Totally.
Bummer.
Joe Besser, who was he was Shemp's replacement in the Three Stooges, but all the Three Stooges movies with Joe Besser are crummy. But he was, and this is an amazing claim to fame, we're going to bring the drums down for a tribute here. He was Stinky on the Abbott and Costello show, which is one of the most amazing characters in the history of television. just to see Stinky, who was Mike the cop's brother, in the boarding house that Abbott and Costello lived, come by in his little Fauntleroy outfit going, I'll harm you, and then haul off and belt Lou right in the head. Ooh.
Such a pinch.
I'll give you such a pinch. So for you, Stinky, the hound gives you a double twisted beast. Ooh. A little answer from hell there.
Yeah, there's a new star in the heavens tonight.
That's mm-hmm. true. Anyway, coming up later in the show, same thing we're doing now. Maybe a State of the Vibe report, more from Warren Lee and the Empire State Soul Club. In the meantime...
Listen to the sounds of hell.
You bet.
Got a request.
I met a real gone girl. And her name's Little Mary.
Why?
Boy, you in trouble for the rest of your life. Take it like a man. Well, take it like a man. Well, take it like a man. Try to do the best you can. Oh, take it, take it, take it like a man. Take it, take it, take it like a man. Take it like a man. Take it like a man. Well, take it like a man. Try to do the best you can.
Oh, I'll never let you go, baby. Because your love is so pure and fine. No, I'll never let you go, baby. Because your love is so pure and fine. And if you ever leave me, darling, that is the first thing would cross my mind. You know you made me love you, baby. Now, darling, I'm your slave. Yeah, you made me love you, baby. Now, darling, I'm your slave. And I won't go through life worrying without you, baby. It'll make every hair in my head turn gray.
Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound, on WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
Hoochie coochie coo.
Ivy to Newark.
Yeah, now, dear, with a little missed cue, we'll do it again.
In a minute.
Anyway. Our old pal Hank Ballard with the Hoochie Coochie Coo. Jimmy Liggins and I'll Never Let You Go. Big Mama Thornton. Pretty boring song, but a pretty severe guitar solo from Roy Gaines, You Don't Move Me. The Tibbs Brothers with Miss Rip Van Winkle, Chuck Willis, and Take It Like a Man. We open up with H-Bomb Ferguson and Mary, Little Mary. Anyway, what do we have next? Have you guys watched the Grammy Awards? Anybody watch the Grammys?
A little bit of them.
Little Richard was good. He was, he's definitely gone pretty much to the point where he'll never get invited to anything else. He, like, refused to give out the award for Best New Artist, which I'm pretty proud of myself. I actually didn't recognize one name on the Best New Artist list, but he kept saying, like, and the winner is me! Don't I deserve a Grammy? I think that, you know, it's funny, like, now the Grammys are some big rock event. I mean, that was like the Captain and Tennille Awards or something, you know,
thing
they would give to Debbie Boone. And it's not that the Grammys have gotten better, it's just that, you know, like, you're seeing, like, Lou Reed and Buster Poindexter up there. It's basically, those guys have gotten themselves to the level of Debbie Boone.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Sad but true.
I mean, who cares? I mean, geez, the Grammy Awards. You see the little New York, they had this little New York thing with every geek that you'd like to kill on the streets. You know, Billy Joel, Dave Sanborn, Billy Joel, Dave Sanborn, Lou Reed, you know, every creep in the town.
You
up
too
there.
Took the Funny Hat Award.
Yeah, you too. They did give Paul Simon another award. For being extra short. Mm-hmm. In a room full of people under 5'5", he's under 4'5". No, they gave another award to that little Graceland album. They didn't mention the fact that the backup band is now playing in Sun City. But we'll mention that for you. So, yeah, the Grammy Awards, big deal. But, you know, I've got cable, so I didn't see the whole thing. I put it on. Lethal Weapon was on.
Yeah.
I mean, much better. To announce tomorrow at the Film Forum on Watt Street. I don't know the address, but it's a very small street. You can't miss the marquee.
Right by the tunnel.
Dennis Hopper Film Festival will be showing the last movie. That's the one where they smuggled back cocaine and half of the film canisters.
Uh-huh. The one that pretty much ended Dennis's career until, like, you know, CD players decided that they liked him again.
Mm. And Motorhead is at the Ritz tomorrow. We have anything else to announce? The Empire State Soul Club, Wednesday night at Tramps. Let me see what other junk is on here. First, this is the WFMU Guides to What's Happening, Baby, for Saturday, March 5th.
Read it and weep.
Yeah, really. Anybody want to go see Eric Anderson?
Who?
remember Eric Anderson? He was a part of the folk scare of the early 60s.
Yeah, I thought that I thought that hysteria was behind us.
Wasn't that him with a paper cup outside Radio City during the Grammys?
No, that was me. I was taking urine specimens for the government.
It is kind of weird that, like, people are, like, have been talking about the Grammys as if they're actually something.
Yeah,
for, like, the first year ever, you know.
We're
as
talking
if it
about
actually
them.
Had something to do with anything. Yeah, well, we're, you know. There it is, man. Always part of the problem, never part of the solution. Story of my life.
Just trying to make things worse for everybody. But, you know, when Larry Davis is out of jail, we have a job for him.
Uh-huh.
We're not going to tell anybody what it is, but we're going to send him on a mission.
Yep.
From hell.
And we're not going to advertise in Soldier of Fortune.
We're going to pay him by the dog.
That's right. A dog eater among dog eaters. Larry Davis.
That's right, brother.
Found innocent this week in the New York State Court. You see, Diane Keaton showed up at the Robert Chambers trial.
Hoping she'd get killed, I hope. Mm. I don't know. She sat, like, on the family bench. She sat in the...
Right.
In the blue section, and got in big trouble.
I noticed that Bruce has been using this line on women lately, and I'd like to repeat it for our listeners. I've seen Bruce going up to women in bars saying, "Did anybody ever tell you you look like Jennifer Levin?" It's been doing wonders for him.
I think I can flip you over my head, no problem.
I don't know, Nick just put a call on the air.
Yeah, turn it up.
Let's cut him off. What's he doing back there? Oh, why don't we get a roach bomb and put it in the production room back there? Warren, would you like to introduce this next record?
Yes, I would, but I don't remember what it is.
Here.
Here it is now.
Neither do we. WFMU East Orange, folks.
And
your flagship of professionalism.
I'm just a visitor here. Daryl Banks, Here Come the Tears.
Here comes the feedback.
Well, yeah, honey, bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
Nick.
feeble mind is in your way. No more tears do we cry, and we have finally dried our eyes, and we're moving on up, moving on up. Lord have mercy, we're moving on up, moving on up. We're living proof and all's alert that we're two from the good black dirt, and we're a winner, and everybody knows it too. We just keep on pushing like your leaders tell you to. At last that blessed day, tell you to. At last that blessed day has come, and I don't care where you come from, we're just gonna move on up, moving on up. Lord have mercy, we're moving on up, moving on up. Woo, we just keep on pushing. We're a winner, Lord, baby, everybody. Hey, you know we're moving on. Thank you.
while back in the jungle.
Yeah, down here. WFMU, you know where. Anyway, Mr. Warren Lee of the Empire State Soul Club is going to read this list of what we just played. What that was.
Oh, yeah. Up top, Darryl Banks, the patron saint of the Empire State Soul Club, with Here Come the Tears. Darryl shot in 1970 by an off-duty cop over in a fight over a woman, no less. Darryl apparently had drawn first. Next up, Impressions. We're a winner. And I hope the woman in the beginning of those party sounds of that one finally hooked up with Diane. I've been wondering about it all these years. She says right at the beginning, have you seen Diane? James Fountain, 7 Day Lover. Marvin Smith, Have More Time. Chris Clark, Love's Gone Bad. I always thought she was the first white artist on Motown, but somebody else told me it was Ardeen Taylor.
Oh, right.
Jury's still out on that one.
Neil Young recorded for Motown. Really, with the with the Mina Birds.
Right, right.
With Rick James, but it never was released.
So did the woman that played Granny on Beverly Hillbillies made an album for Motown.
Jeez, have to find that one.
Yeah. And the last thing was Chuck Berry. Not really a soul record, but a tasty bit nonetheless. Ramona, Say Yes.
And send that one out to Little Ramona, my favorite 2.5-year-old monster, the 3-foot Antichrist.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, what else we got to do here today? We're going to, Motorhead and Man of War, Battle of the Ear-Splitting Volume Experience at the Ritz, the stinking crummy Ritz, tomorrow night. The Empire State Soul Club, of course, Wednesday at Tramps. And with something else, the Dennis Hopper Film Festival, Film Forum, 50, 40, something like that. Watts Street in Manhattan. Anyway, you know what that means, folks. We're gearing up for our State of the Vibe report. Do this one in memory of Joe Besser, maybe. Where did Abruzzo go? He went out.
I think he's still trying to wash his hands. I don't know what the story is. He's in the executive shower.
We have an extremely interesting situation in the bathroom here, where all four spigots spit out scalding hot water, just the opposite of my house, where everything blows cold water. And I think Il Bruce is washing his hands in the toilet right now. But he did come back with blisters all over both hands. It was a very impressive sight. Mop, mop. In the meantime, we can read horoscopes or something.
What are we sending out the vibe signals?
Ah.
Getting no return?
Come in there.
Yo, Hound.
Roscoe.
This is Roscoe.
You know.
You know.
Bring the vibes down.
A pertaining to Roscoe.
How's it going out there? Roscoe right now is doing an in-store record appearance over at Vinyl Mania on Carmine Street, promoting his new record.
A lot of 12 inches in there, huh?
Based on a true story.
By the Dell Lords on Enigma EMI.
No, it's Capital. No more EMI.
Enigma Capital.
Yeah, there's nobody at our record company that's old enough to know how to tie their sweater around their neck yet. But this, where I am, is sort of like hell on this earth right now. And I'm going to open the door because Pianosaurus is playing right here in the next room. You can... Could you hear that?
That's him, all right.
Yeah.
Sounded pretty toy, Rosk.
Like I said, hell as we know it on this earth.
Hey, tell Big Peter Stewart I said hello and to quit
you,
it.
Can you hear this? It's the Mop Mop Vibes.
Oh, yeah. In the key of C.
In the key of C. So do we have a vibe report?
Not much of one, but I basically have one really important message for all who take the time to listen to the Hound Show. And this is one that you probably ought to write down and look at it every day when you get up. They are...
Pen's ready.
Okay. Have more fun than anyone you know. That's it, kids.
Thank you, Roscoe. State of the Vibe report, folks. Go down to Carmine Street, buy Roscoe a drink.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
See you, Roscoe. Well, there we go. Another week, another Vibe report.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would hate to be doing an in-store in that. It's one of those record stores that caters to DJ, you know, club DJs, I guess. You know, guys who buy. I hate 12-inch singles.
The only thing
I hate people who buy them.
The only thing worse than having to go into Vinyl Mania and hear what they regularly play is having to go into Vinyl Mania and hear Pianosaurus.
Yeah, Running Saurus. Anyway, I think it's time for us to rock out mightily with Bobby Brown and his Curios.
He said, "Ooh, I'm so cold, I feel so bad. So sick, so bad." His mother heard him and ran upstairs. When she said to him, she said, "Josh, you haven't been fooling around with that dope, have you, boy?" He saw mother let me alone, he took off. Went on back down to old Gap Mop Joe.
"I'm going to tell you a story about a Mary Lou. I mean the kind of a woman make a fool of you. She make a young man groan and an old man pain. Way she took my money was a crying shame.
Mary Lou,
Mary. She took my diamond ring.
Mary Lou,
Mary. She took my watch and chain.
Mary Lou.
She took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty and she drove up far. Left me stranded in a Kalamazoo. Making her a fortune off a fool like you. She got her a rich man, had a dozen kids. Drove that cat until he flipped his lid.
Mary.
She took my diamond ring.
Mary.
She took my watch and chain.
Mary.
She took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty and she drove us far. In the town about a week ago, told me she was sorry that she hurt me so. I had a 55 Ford and a $2 bill. Way she took that a minute gave me a chill. She took my diamond ring. She took my watch and chain. She took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty and she drove her far. Well, she jumped in my kitty and she drove her far.
Back and forth, and finally he was hooked. Didn't have any more money. So he said to himself, "I got to get me some money. I got to have me some money. I'm broke. Got to get that dope." He saw an old lady walking along one lonely dark night. Picked up a stick, sneaked up behind her, hit across the head. Ba-doom, bip-bop, bip-bop, went to kicking and stomping her. And found the old lady was dead, stone dead. So he ran on back to Gap Mop Joe's house. Fell on the couch again with that medicine in his arm. Woo! I feel good. But a few days later, he was in the cell, in the jail cell. And there he was all alone. And he began to think to himself. And he said, "I should have listened to my mama. I should have listened to my mama. All of my money's gone. All of my $2,000, what I worked so hard for, all of it is gone. I want my mama. Somebody, please help me. Mama, mama, please help me. I feel so cold. I'm so sick. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Look."
Oh,
I'm going to die. And finally he fell to the floor. He was dead. Stone dead. So you see, the evil dope made him turn his back on his dear mother. His dear girlfriend made a lie out of him. Made a thief out of him. Stopped him from going to college. Lost his $2,000. Made a murder out of him. And finally killed him. Stone dead. Stay away from marijuana. And stay away from the evil needle. Stay away from the evil dope.
Down here, WFMU, East Orange with the Four Lubbers, Diddly Diddly Baby. Pretty cretinous record. It's Frankie Valli, the early years. I hate the Four Seasons, though. In fact, the Four Seasons have children. I hate their children. Anybody out there likes the Four Seasons? I hate you. The Versatones with Bila, Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks with Mary Lou, the Sharps, Have Love, We'll Travel. Al Casey, the real Duane Eddy on lead guitar there. And the Jesters, Cadillac Man, that again goes out to our boy Andy. Thanks for all them cocktails that we didn't have to pay for over the years. Now we got to make a new friend somewhere.
So, Andy,
get your knee pad down.
We'll call you sometime, bro.
Anyway, we have Warren Lee here from the Empire State. Aren't you glad you didn't have to call it the Garden State Soul Club? Where's the Empress? We were promised the Empress.
The Empress is off. A little too much watching the Olympics for her. I think she's off skiing somewhere, allegedly.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Skiing? Soul ski. I guess it's like that. What's that movie with James Brown? Skis into
party.
The
ski party.
Right?
Yeah, that's so great. They're all wearing matching ski sweaters, the famous flames. Yeah. A little card selection here, folks, for those of you who do not have the video hookup.
I don't know. Why don't you guys entertain the folks? Thank y'all. Anyway, we got another record queued up here.
There's an idea.
You want to explain this one to us?
I Believe It's In My Heart by Barbara and the Browns. It's on Stax, and
that's all we need to know.
Thank you.
Is this the right speed?
Hi there, this is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound. On WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers. This is a hit!
said I was leaving. Girl, I didn't think I would have to stay gone so long. Oh, but now 5 weeks have ended, and I just realized that I did you wrong. But just think, y'all, I thought I was a big thing, but apparently she thought not. There must be something that I'm missing. Is it something that she's got? Oh, babe, what is that you got now, babe? Oh, I thought I had your mind right, 'cause this is what you led me to believe. Oh, but now I'm the one who's uptight, and baby, I'm the one who's got to flee. But just think, y'all, I thought I was a big thing, but apparently she thought not. There must be something that I'm missing. Or is it something that she's got? Oh, babe, what is that you got now, babe? Are your sweet loving, baby, is oh so devastating to a man? Oh, but just like black magic, babe, I'm no fool, but I couldn't understand. But just think, y'all, I thought I was a big thing, but apparently she thought not. There must be something that I'm missing. Is it something that she's got? Oh, babe, what is that you've got now? It makes me wanna cry, babe. Baby, I love you. Oh, baby, oh, baby, baby, baby.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yeah. Down here, Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., East Orange. And I'm driving, but we're sort of doing like a driver's education class here. And at the other wheel is Warren Lee of the Empire State Soul Club.
Hey, break, Jake.
Thank you very much. That was Tyrone Davis. Is it something that you got?
To pronounce it right.
Tyrone. Davis. Yes, the mighty Tyrone Davis. Excuse me. Syl Johnson, Try Me. ZZ Hill, the late, great ZZ Hill, you got what I need. Otis Clay, he of the very large mouth, Got to Find a Way. And up top, Barbara Nebrowns, In My Heart. And were those French horns at the end of that one? I think not.
You got me. Anyway, I have no idea what to say if I don't get my notebook back.
Okay.
The Empire State Soul Club, that's Wednesday at Tramps.
And I hear some handsome devil is doing the tunnel Friday night. Is
right.
that true?
I completely forgot about this. Yours truly, Reverend Hound, will be at the tunnel Friday night DJing. I don't even know where that is. I know I'm getting paid for it. Deb Parker's put on, she promises naked women.
The closest we've gotten...
It's somewhere between 10th and 11th in the West 20s in Manhattan.
Yeah, high 20s West Side.
I hope my cab driver knows how to get me there. But the Hound will be there signing autographs and accepting any free tokens of your appreciation that will leave soon. And, you know, before I fall asleep.
Honesty Radio.
And that's right. And Deb Parker does promise naked go-go girls.
Yeah.
And there's all
something she has delivered in the past.
Right. And we haven't vommed in weeks. I think it is time to vom, folks.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
Can I come over tonight? Would do you think I wanna do? That's right. Or can I come over tonight? I said we will have a real cool time tonight. I said we will have a real cool time tonight. I said we will have a real cool time. I said we will have a real cool time tonight. I said we will have a real cool time tonight. I said we will have a real cool time. We will have a real cool time. A real cool time tonight.
We hope it didn't offend anybody.
Thank you.
listen to the sounds of hell.
Side. Drums or Louie Louie?
Can you boost them both pretty loud?
Yeah, we can do that.
Or is it an either or kind of thing? We gotta get Nick in here with the wire cutters.
We got them both. And some echo.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's the Hound.
That's FUN, any way you look at it.
There's the Hound, WFMU, East Orange, broadcasting from the grounds of Earl Scheib University. We will paint your car in 1995. It won't look good, but it's cheap. The Beach Boys with Do It Again, Why Don't You? Neil Young, Revolution Blues, his little ode to Chuck Manson, somehow goes with the Beach Boys in my mind, although he hung out with the flip side
kind of thing.
What would have happened had Charles Manson met Neil Young instead of Dennis Wilson? I mean, met, not Neil Young, Mike Love.
Yeah.
Then we would have had some real murdering.
Yeah.
The Flaming Groovies with Married Broad. The Stones, Please Go Home. Open up with the Stooges in Real Cool Time. Woo!
You know, come to think of it, I've never seen Mike Love and Charles Manson photographed in the same place, you know.
No, Charles Manson is not going bald.
True. Makes more sense when he talks, too.
Anyways.
Cheap shots at easy targets, folks.
Motorhead tomorrow night at the Ritz with Manowar. You get to see Ross the Boss, Friedman, King of Men. And if you get close to him, just go up to him and say, fingers and steel, brother, fingers and steel.
Yeah.
And you'll get a rap like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. He burns like a sick you-know-what.
No rocket scientist, that fella. Boy, the Louie Louie is loud, huh? Anyway, just shut it off. What else is going on? The Empire State Soul Club, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yours truly at the tunnel, wherever the hell that is, Friday night.
Yeah, but which tunnel?
No.
Yeah, which?
Oh, and Aldo, Powderhorn Jones on
Aldo Powderhorn Jones at CBGB's tomorrow night doing his one-man band routine.
Yep.
And that's it. Dennis Hopper Film Festival tomorrow. We got time for one or two more from the Empire State Soul Club here. Bird's the Word.
Send down your way. yeah.
Anyway, we're out of time. What is all that horrifying noise from that back room there? We're out of time. Laurie Epp is up next with Di Croyton. Sig Heil, Laurie. And I was Eddie Floyd at Big Bird.
It's what? Croyton.
Croyton. Di Croyton.
Di Croyton.
Sorrow, sad and lonely, yeah. No hope for tomorrow. All I have is yesterday's memories of her sweet ways. Why did she have to stray and take my candy away? What's gonna happen to me since I lost my tree? What's gonna happen to me since I lost my yum yum tree? I'm feeling so sad. What's the use of crying? Hurting so bad, there's no denying. Everything I have is gone. I can't even call my soul my own. Why did she have to stray and take my candy away? What's gonna happen to me since I lost my yum yum tree?
FMU, East Orange, New Jersey.